This is stop 5. You should be standing on Willow Way. Take a look at how the houses are laid out in curving terraces to take advantage of the wonderful views. If you take an even closer look, on some of the houses, you can see steel straps fixed at the top of the walls. This is because one night in November 1957, there was a big storm. The roofs of 28 houses were blown off, and the steel straps were added later to stop them blowing off again. If you could travel back in time to before 1950, I doubt you'd recognise very much of South Hatfield. In those days, it was still very rural. You would have seen farmland, with patches of ancient woodland and a few scattered farmhouses and cottages. But in less than a decade, this all changed completely. So how and why did it happen? Well, after the Second World War, there was a shortage of housing, particularly in London, where many homes had been destroyed by the bombing. People were living in overcrowded slums, often without proper sanitation. In 1948, Hatfield was designated a new town, one of eight which were to be built in a ring around London to rehouse its population overspill. Hatfield was chosen because there was plenty of employment here. In fact, when they were built, about half of the available houses here were let to de Havilland's workers. Many of the first residents had been neighbours in London. The planners encouraged communities and families to stay together as far as possible, and they built bungalows so that elderly people could come and live near their children and grandchildren. Young professionals were also attracted to South Hatfield as a desirable place to bring up children. Many of these young families were looking for a more modern lifestyle. They wanted new furniture, TVs and washing machines, luxury goods which were becoming more and more affordable. David Irving, a retired Hatfield architect, tells us why the first houses here were special.
They were very much reflecting the ethos of the Festival of Britain. Earliest houses in Row Green won awards for innovative housing design from the Ideal Home Exhibition. They were very streamlined. They were perceived at the time as being at the cutting edge of how housing should be.
Switch off now, look at your map, and move on to the next stop.